From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, September 4th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha Desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, BlackRock clients purchased $454 million worth of Bitcoin in a single transaction. Institutional Bitcoin investments are reshaping financial strategies, highlighting digital assets' growing role in diversified portfolios. The post-BlackRock clients purchased $454 million worth of Bitcoin in a single transaction appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, second, from Bitcoiness, ENS proposes L2 registry migration to cut domain costs. Ethereum name service has opened discussion around an ENS2 migration proposal that would move domain registration and renewal resolution toward a layer 2 registry model. The idea is pretty straightforward. ENS works, but Ethereum mainnet fees can make everyday domain actions expensive. Moving more of that activity to layer 2 could reduce costs while keeping links back to Ethereum's security model. This is still an early governance stage. The proposal is a temp check, not a completed migration. It has not passed a full executable DAO vote, and users should not treat it as already implemented. Up next, third, from CryptoBriefing. US and UK strike first joint pact to disrupt crypto scam centers. The US-UK Alliance Against Crypto Scams could significantly enhance global cybersecurity efforts and deter transnational organized crime. The post-US and UK strike first joint pact to disrupt crypto scam centers appeared first on CryptoBriefing. And then, fourth, from Cointelegraph. US-UK launched joint alliance targeting crypto scam centers. The agreement includes parallel investigations and information sharing, with US and UK authorities planning a private sector disruption operation in London in October. The United States and United Kingdom have formed a joint law enforcement alliance targeting scam centers involved in crypto and cyber-enabled investment fraud. On Thursday, the US Department of Justice announced that the US Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, the Crown Prosecution Service of England and Wales, and the UK National Crime Agency signed a memorandum of understanding. Next, fifth, from B in Crypto. DIX volume exploded over 9,000x. Now crypto has a new problem. The crypto industry today is almost unrecognizable from 7 years ago, both in size and scale. Just for decentralized exchanges DEX, trading volume grew roughly 9,260x from 2019 to a record $4.7 trillion in 2025. In 2026, however, activity moderated to $1.63 trillion year-to-date. It's not down to one chain or sector. Liquidity is now distributed across more blockchains, venue types, protocols, and execution environments, without one clearly replacing the others. Swapspace recently published its State of Crypto Swaps 2026 report, which shows the massive extent of this growth. Up next, sixth, from B in Crypto. Bitcoin hits $82,000 and Fidelity says it's unsure if the bear market is over. Bitcoin hit an intraday high of $82,108 before easing to trade near $81,050. That is up 4.5% over the past 24 hours, according to CoinGecko data. The move extends an August rally. Fidelity Digital Assets says the jump alone does not confirm the bear market has ended. Why Fidelity is still cautious? Bitcoin logged its strongest monthly gain since November 2024. In August, Ether, Ethereum, and Solana climbed even harder over the same stretch. Fidelity's Chris Cooper points to a pattern seen before past bull runs. Low volatility tends to precede a sharp upward move. And then, seventh, from Ethereum Research. The Shape of Ethereum, a 6-year study of topological anomalies. Authors, Matt and Presma at Can Extension, Yuri Yeko by Keller at Yuri Hamster. What if we could associate a shape to Ethereum's transaction graph each day? Not just track its volume or price, would that shape change in recognizable ways around real-world shocks? We analyzed 6 years of data to find out. We applied topological data analysis TLUA method from algebraic topology, relatively new to data science, to Ethereum's daily transaction data, including smart contract execution. Next, eighth, from Bitcoinist. Eigen Layer restaking deposits cross 5 million Ethereum. Eigen Layer has crossed 5 million Ethereum in restaking deposits across operators, marking another major scale milestone for one of Ethereum's most closely watched DeFi infrastructure protocols. The figure includes native Ethereum and liquid staking token deposits, so it needs to be read carefully. Still, 5 million Ethereum is a huge number, and it shows how large the restaking market has become. EigenLayer's pitch has always been simple, but ambitious. Let's stake Ethereum, secure more than Ethereum alone. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Potato. Maltcoin sells another 10% of Hype stack as holdings fall from 4 million tokens. Maltcoin Capital has sold another 10% of its Hype holdings, according to blockchain analytics platform Arkham Intelligence. Still, Hype remains its largest holding, currently worth around $90.5 million. The investment firm had accumulated the tokens between February and March this year and has held the position for more than 6 months. Arkham stated that Maltcoin held 4 million Hype at its peak and now owns just over 25% of that amount. Earlier this week, the firm moved a large amount of the token to Coinbase Prime. And then, 10th, from U.today, XRP jumps 3% on BIS ledger test. Ethereum pre-Golden Cross points higher as Tron TVL hits $28 billion. Crypto Market Review. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's really head up to the only way that's out of town.